Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. A few years ago, the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum reported the state was facing a looming nursing shortage due to an aging population and an aging workforce. More recently, Lake Effect reported on a collaboration between UnitedHealthcare's United Health Foundation and Milwaukee Area Technical College to help close that nursing gap through educating and graduating more nurses.
However, in the midst of all the nursing shortages, the need for mental health nursing is even greater. The Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division has launched a new campaign to challenge candidates to remember why they became nurses and to encourage others to start careers in the mental health care field.
It takes a special set of skills to be a mental health nurse, and nurses at BHD work with complex cases and patients with severity levels not accepted at other local health care institutions. In addition to mental health care, nurses also need to address the physical health of each patient as well.
The new recruitment campaign profiles BHD nurses who share their reasons for entering the field of mental health nursing. V. Lucas is one of those nurses, and she and BHD Administrator Mike Lappin joined me in the studio to talk about the campaign and why the need for mental health nurses is so prevalent in Milwaukee. V and Mike, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Mike, I'm going to read you a statement that BHD put out, and I want you to explain this move. Purpose, drive, compassion. If these words scare you, need not apply.
Well, we do some very important work at BHD, and we have some challenging environment from time to time, and we deal with some folks who sometimes have come to us on the worst day of their lives. And so if you aren't all those things, it's probably not the job for you.
And is this a new call to action? A new approach to it. It's not exactly a scare tactic, but it's definitely targeting a specific audience.
It is. And what we're trying to target are the so-called millennials and maybe folks seeking a second career who are really cut out for this work and have a passion for this work. Our goal is to really become a national best practice leader in behavioral health and really change the whole perception of our agency. So the Behavioral Health Division has had some challenges in the past, and the goal is to create a future where we're regarded as the best place to get the services that we provide. And in order to do that, we need the best people to deliver those services.
So is that need to change people's perception the reason behind this unique tactic for this campaign?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's also part of the campaign was to make everybody know that we are open for business. And that was the first step in that because of some closures in our long-term care division, folks just assumed that, well, we closed everything and the county's closed and the hospital's closed. So one of the goals of this project was to get the word out that, no, in fact, we're open for business. And then the next goal was to recruit some folks that we felt would be key to the future and to really add. We have so many great staff who do so many awesome things, and they don't get a lot of credit. Unfortunately, the negative sort of the news soundbites always sort of focus on the isolated incident, the negatives, the things we haven't done, the problems we've had in the past. So the goal is to start to focus on the really high-quality environment, the fact that we're leaders in so many areas, that we've done all these great things, that we continue to do very positive things for so many folks in our community who really need us.
Why is there currently a shortage of not only nurses nationwide, but in particular mental health care nurses?
So I think, again, it's not for everybody. I think really in general there's a shortage of nurses. There's been some market trends where I think there's a lot of opportunity for nurses. So if you're providing services in an environment that may be a little more hectic, a little more challenging, I think there's a stigma around mental health and substance use that as far as dangerousness. So I think that stigma impacts us. I also just think it's not on anybody's radar today to be in this field and to provide these services. You know, I honestly sort of fell into this. I did an internship at a hospital and really a couple of weeks into this realized this was the career for me. And so, you know, we have to get the word out that this is an option. This is a career. And I think once folks meet some of our staff or really see what we do and have that experience, they're going to be lifers too.
Do you think that any previous practices contributed to the shortage, either in Milwaukee or abroad, if people went about it the wrong way or if they've heard bad stories or negative news about mental health nursing?
I believe that for us particularly, the biggest factor is this belief that we're closing, that we're not a long-term option. And so I think in an environment where there's great competition, you can understand why if I have five offers, I'm going to go to the place that's going to be for sure there in the future. And I think that's been a challenge in that even though we really don't have any immediate timetable for any change in our delivery system, I mean, we have, you know, there'll at least be a couple of years where we're operating just at status quo. There is this perception that we already closed. And if we haven't already closed, others are like, well, you guys are closing, right? You know, it's just this general perception in the community. And I think that's a big factor for us. I also, just my observation more globally, is that the sort of helper professions are just not seen as a great career. And I think it's really just people don't know that. They don't understand that it's great pay, great benefits, really sort of creative scheduling and staffing. And we have a lot of flexibility that other industries don't have. We're open 24/7. We're open every holiday, you know. And I think as an industry, we do better, benefits are better, more vacation, better health plans, all these things. But I don't think people really get that, especially the younger folks.
Now, V, your career is very much centered around helping others. So what are some of the challenges you deal with as a mental health nurse compared to other nursing colleagues who are perhaps in a different field of nursing?
In regards to challenges, I'm working with the most vulnerable people in our community. A lot of times the people that organizations may push away. So we're working on a daily basis with the homeless. We have a huge crisis in our city when it comes to homelessness, and I see homeless people every day. We're also working with people with AODA issues such as alcoholism and substance abuse. So that's a huge challenge in itself because you're not only working with these people, but you're also working with their families. And it's in a broader sense. You can't just focus on the person. You're focusing on all the lives that this one person may affect. This person with substance abuse issues, it's not just that person. It's that person's children. It's that person's wife. And, you know, it just goes beyond just the person. Also, we're working with people who experience traumatic events. One of the most powerful, I guess, examples I can give is one night, I encountered a man that came in and he had just lost his wife in a car accident. It literally just happened within minutes before him coming to us. Unfortunately, they were in a drunk driver situation. And so literally this man is covered with blood from his wife. And I was his first point of contact. So, I mean, how challenging is that in itself? That's one of the most traumatic events that can happen in a person's life. And I'm the first person that that man is talking to. I'm there to de-escalate that man, and I'm there to try to give him hope, encouragement, and tell him that you're not alone. So, I don't know. I've never heard of any of my friends talking about something as powerful as that, as being there for people when they absolutely need you the most. And I have the opportunity to do that on a nightly basis. So I guess I would say that's challenging in itself.
Absolutely. And with those types of situations, you're not going to typically encounter that on a routine route in a hospital or things like that.
No.
So with mental health nursing, did you have to go through additional requirements and training needed to care for this specific population, these especially vulnerable people?
Yes, we have an awesome orientation program. It's a pretty long program, but we have a lot. We have classroom. So we're learning about different mental illnesses. So we're, you know, schizophrenics, your bipolar, your borderline patients. So we're learning about how to treat the person. And also these people, a lot of times when you have mental illness, you're also carrying on other types of ailments as well. So these people, a lot of times, aren't taking care of their healthcare needs. So you may have a person that comes in and they haven't been on their medications as far as psychiatric, but that means they also may have not been taking their medications for, say, diabetes. So it's treating that whole person, and we learn to do that in that classroom aspect. Also, we have MANT training, so we're trained on how to de-escalate a patient if a patient becomes upset. We learn how to work one-on-one as a team. It's very much a team environment. So we're working with our security that's on board. We're working with our doctors. Our doctors are right there with me. So that's really nice that I have, if I need something, I'm able to say, hey, you know,
right there. I need your support, and they're there for me. So it's very team-oriented, and we learn that in class, that you very much, it's not just you, but it's a collaboration of professionals working as one to treat these patients.
How did you come into this career in the first place?
So I'm going to be totally honest. I never, ever thought I would be a mental health nurse. When I walked out of school, I wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse. That's what I wanted to do. You know, in college, to be honest, mental health wasn't really promoted. I didn't even have a mental health rotation. I ended up working a little bit in mental health through, I was a CNA prior to nursing, so I had some experience that way, but I never even had a rotation in psychiatric care. So I applied for the job. I seen that there's an open position for the county, and I said, oh, you know, why not? I need a job. I got to pay back my student loans, so let's give it a shot, you know, let's try it. And I got the call back. I got the interview, and I was offered the job right away, and they said, we'd like to place you in psychiatric crisis services. And I'm nodding and smiling, okay, you know, not necessarily knowing what I was agreeing to, but it's a decision that I would never take back ever. I absolutely love my job. I love going to work every day. Every day is a new day. There's no 2 days the same. There's no 2 patients the same. So it's the challenge that I need in my life, and it's always exciting. I'm never bored at work. It's not routine at all. And that's what I love about what I do.
You mentioned that you take care of the person as a whole, both the mental and the physical ailments. Do you think it's more effective to deal with it in this manner, or do you think it'd be beneficial to have more nurses with specialties working together? Or is the team-centric environment that you have at BHD something that other medical institutions should take note of?
I think the team-centered environment is pretty effective, and we're pretty efficient with treating that whole person. If there's things that we are not trained to do, because we are a psychiatric hospital, we work hand-in-hand with our community hospitals. So, for example, you get a patient who comes in and their blood sugar is 350 and it's untreated. They haven't been on their medications. Well, we will send those patients out to a medical facility. They will be treated, and then they will come back to us, and then we will treat them in regards to their psychiatric needs. So we work hand-in-hand with community resources.
And Mike, you mentioned that this job isn't for everyone, but what are the goals regarding BHD and this campaign and going forward in bringing your ideal candidates for nursing?
Well, the goal, ideal target group here would be younger nurses, people who are just starting out, recent graduates from, you know, we talked about the millennials or the Generation Y folks who are earlier in their careers, impressionable folks that we can really teach about our models. And then also the second career students. Some folks are coming out of another career. They went back to school. I think the word is getting out that nursing is a industry where opportunities abound. And so it's very important for us to connect with those folks. The folks coming into this field with lots of life experience have a ton to offer for our consumers and for their colleagues. So the idea is to bring more people in. And again, really, it's about getting the word out about this industry and about our field, and really trying to find those folks that, once people experience what V has described in her day-to-day world, it's hard to give that up. And I think that's what you find in this industry, is you have folks who do this for 30 years and couldn't imagine doing anything else. We want to find those high-quality folks that couldn't imagine doing anything else once they are exposed to it.
Outside of your call to action, something that a better and well-supplied mental health care facility and staff and nursing can obviously aid the community it serves. So how do you want to see your work turned around and go beyond the hospital doors?
I would say upon discharge, my goal for the patient that I am helping at that moment is that they will leave with the resources they need to live a productive life. The resources they need to bring them happiness. So I guess that would be my goal as a nurse, is that I never want someone to leave and have questions, or I never want someone to leave and still be wondering, what do I do now? I want to try to answer those questions before they leave me.
Well, V. Lucas and Mike Lappin, thank you both for coming in and for the work that you do.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mike Lappin is the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division Administrator, and V. Lucas is a part-time mental health nurse for the county. You can find out more about mental health nursing and the BHD job fair at WUWN.com.